It's May. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of Wild Boulder County.
We're out of the gravel ponds along Highway 119 just east of Longmont this morning, and actually came out to see something that's kind of mundane but kind of interesting. We have five osprey nesting platforms here as you go into St. Vrain State Park, so you can see the osprey really easily nesting. But one of the platforms has a really big bird on it, and when we look through the binoculars, we realize it's a Canada goose. Here's an osprey flying right now. It's flying across to the osprey nesting platform on our left, and it's coming right in. It's landing. So they're working on their nest, but to the right of them is probably last year's nest with a pair of Canada geese incubating eggs. And it's got to be 30, 40 feet off the ground. So the question is, what happens when the eggs hatch and the chicks come out? Chicks are quite aerodynamic. They're kind of like puffs of cotton. So they'll just jump off that platform and float down to the ground, and they should be okay.
Ospreys used to be called fish eagles because they do like to fish. And that may be one reason we're seeing a lot of them around these gravel ponds, because they stock these, at least we assume they stock these, with trout. Because you also see hundreds of human fishermen all around the ponds. If you want to see an osprey on a nest in the comfort of your home, there is an osprey cam that is active right now. You can go online, and it's set up at an osprey nest near the fairgrounds in Longmont.
It's really not that surprising to see Canada geese nesting in an osprey nest. They are urban-adapted generalists supreme. They do great around humans. They do great in almost every habitat in North America. And, of course, for them to be nesting 40 feet off the ground is the best thing possible, because they don't have to worry about raccoons and coyotes getting their eggs. So they're totally content here, and I'm convinced that this nest will produce several young. If you come out here in late May, you might see the baby geese on the nest. And it's just about, we're only about a quarter of a mile north of Highway 119 on the road that goes into St. Vrain State Park. There's also been, in recent years, a Canada goose nest on an osprey platform on the west side of Boulder Reservoir. And actually, the wildlife officials had to build a separate platform for the ospreys because the Canada geese took over the one that they built originally.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.